Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm Mike Salmon, alongside my co-host, Stephen Julian. Hey there, Stephen.
Happy New Year, Mike.
Same to you. What are your big resolutions for 2014?
I don't have any.
Good man. That way you cannot break them.
I set low expectations. No, actually, you kind of stumped me. We're going to have the greatest year of interviews here on Gwinnett Business Radio that we possibly can.
It's going to be tough to beat 2013.
It was tough, but I think we're off to a good start.
We are. We've got two wonderful guests in the studio today joining us from Grow Counseling. It's Jennifer Wilmoth. And from Luxury Lash Lounge and Academy, it's Paige Connor. Welcome to both of you this morning. Thanks for joining us. We'll start with Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning. You're with Grow Counseling. Tell us all about your company and what you do.
Well, thanks, Mike. Grow Counseling is basically a private practice here in the Atlanta metro area. We have two locations, one in Buckhead and one here in close to Gwinnett, Suwanee. And we have 9 licensed therapists at our practice.
So you do therapy. Tell us about your background and what types of therapy do you take care of or handle?
Well, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, so I graduated from Mercer School of Medicine. And I've been at Grow Counseling for quite a while now. I started the Suwanee location, and we have a lot of different variety of counseling that we cover.
How does counseling work? Where do people get started?
Well, they start by a phone call or sending us an email, and they just basically say, this is something that I want to work on.
For business leaders, we are Gwinnett Business Radio. We have a lot of business leaders. There's a lot of stress in businesses, and I understand you can help folks like that. Talk about the kind of stress that you might be able to help people relieve that are business owners or business leaders.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of stresses in life, you know, so people specifically in business, you know, they've got to run the business. They've got a lot of things kind of on their plate that come with that. And so, stress is really something that can be part of that. So really therapy can kind of step in and say, what are some of the things that you're facing on a day-to-day basis and how can we kind of reduce some of those stressors and how can we maybe shift and change some of those stressors? So we really start with how do you get from point A to point B?
For someone, Jennifer, who's never gone through therapy before, there might be a little bit of hesitation. Oh, I don't know if I... You know, is there a stigma attached to it, or they might be a little nervous? I don't know what to ask. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Can you kind of lead us through the process? You said it starts with a phone call or with an email. Mm-hmm. Take us a little bit farther than that. What are some of the next steps? Where should someone start, no matter what the issue is that they're seeking therapy for?
Mm-hmm. So once they contact us, you know, that first session really looks like we sit down. We kind of just go through some paperwork items. I get to know them. So I'll ask them some background questions and, we'll just kind of go through what they're wanting to see change. And so then we just kind of start that process of what is it going to take to get from here to there? And of course people can be very anxious walking through that door, of course.
And would you encourage them to ask you as many questions as they want
and
make sure that they're comfortable with the process that they're about to start?
Absolutely.
One other thing, I like the fact that you say it so succinctly, kind of the goal of almost any therapy is to get from point A to point B, define a point where we're trying to get to and let's get there. I think sometimes people might think, well, if I go into therapy, I'll never get out. How do you help them? Is it really getting that definition of this is where we're trying to get to? And when we get there, there might be some long-term maintenance, but otherwise we've achieved our goal. You know, thanks for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Is it defining that point? Is that the main thing you're trying to do? Or what are some of the other ways that you can help somebody who might not want to go into therapy think, hey, I can do this because there's going to be an end?
Mm-hmm. In that first session, we really try to define where they want to get to, and then we give them an idea of how long we think it's going to take for them to get there. It's not just this process where they're going to be in therapy just, you know, ongoingly forever. And we really kind of try to give them an endpoint. And people come in for a variety of reasons, so it depends on what they're coming in for. People come in for stress-related and kind of just dealing with stress management. People come in for couple conflict. For teenagers that are you know, just having a difficult time in school with friends. We do work with children ages 4 and up, and they are facing a variety of different, you know, challenges, having difficulty with friends, you know, just angry outbursts, things, you know, in that regard.
We're joined by Jennifer Wilmoth with Grow Counseling. You mentioned, you know, couples therapy, individuals, teenagers, even kids. As far as the marriage counseling, what do you see the biggest issue afflicting marriages today? Obviously, divorce is on the rise. It seems like every other person's divorced. What's the biggest maybe reason or one of the main reasons that people go through that? And can every marriage be saved, or are there some where you just help them separate where they're not enemies?
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of marriages can be, but there is times and there is, you know, certain circumstances where we would recommend, you know, for a couple to separate, of course. And then we would help them through that entire process to kind of get there. But, you know, I do a lot of couples therapy where people think that it's on the rocks and there's no saving it, and they can really turn it around in therapy.
I have a teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to say anything else?
That's a difficult time.
What do you find is the biggest issues with teenage girls? Is, I mean, I could sit here all day long and talk about my daughter, but for many teenage girls out there, what are their biggest issues? I'm sure stress, peer pressure, things like that. Talk about what you see a lot with teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Well, more and more in our practice, we're starting to see a lot of pressure from school, a lot of pressure just kind of in general with sports. And so I would say that's probably one of the number one things facing teenagers these days. It's really on the rise, especially in affluent families. You know, there's just kind of this sense of they have so much that they're taking on, and they don't feel like they have the coping skills to deal with it.
I have a question. Do you have like an outline specifically, let's say, for blended families? You know, families coming together, that's hard, especially you have kids on both sides, getting them united, creating structure in a house, preventing them from, you know, stabbing one another, basically. Do you provide that or have that? Because that would really be interesting to me.
Yeah, absolutely. We work with a lot of blended families. And a lot of blended families come in and say, you know, we thought this was going to be an easy process. We thought this was going to, we were just going to all kind of come together. It's going to be like the Brady Bunch. We were all going to live happily ever after. And a lot of times that does not, you know, it's not the case. Mm-hmm. So we, in therapy, we kind of work with the family to kind of set up different structures, you know, and this is, you know, maybe how you get from, you know, kind of moving in together to kind of moving into a parenting role where maybe you hadn't been in that parenting role with, you know, the other person's children. So there's a whole process that kind of goes in with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I might be taking us down a little bit of a different track here, but Jennifer, obviously Gwinnett Business Radio, we have a lot of business leaders who listen to this show. If I'm either an employee or if I'm also a business owner, my employees' mental well-being, my employees' relational well-being is important because when we're going through good times in life, usually we're more productive. Things are happening better in business. So if I'm a business owner, how can I help my employees when it comes to their counseling? Is there a way I can work with a company like Grow Counseling? Is there things I can offer employees that I might not be thinking of? Hey, I don't want to pay for the therapy, but are there some things I can do to help my employees be in a better state of mental health in working with who might need counseling or might use your services?
Mm-hmm. We've worked with a lot of different businesses, even, you know, Fortune 500 companies, where we come in and we do you know, different workshops. And a lot of that is around stress management. So that's probably the number one way that business owners can really kind of rally around their employees. Stress leads to a lot of people taking off time. It leads to a lot of health problems. So it's probably the number one thing that, you know, business owners can do. And we've seen a lot of really great responses come from those workshops. And it just kind of it teaches employees how to deal with the stress distress day-to-day sort of things.
And so a workshop can be something for all employees to attend, kind of mm-hmm. on the job, you know, maybe over a lunch break or pre-business hours, post-business hours. Imagine mm-hmm. that, Mike. Stress is something that all business owners and employees might be able to relate to. I'm shocked.
I am too. Although we don't have that here at Business Radio.
Not in this studio.
That's the great thing. We just have fun.
Absolutely.
That's all we have.
Absolutely.
Jennifer, let me ask you some nuts and bolts questions. Hours of operation. A lot of folks obviously work 9-to-5 jobs. It may be hard to get there during the day. Is there opportunities to meet with someone like yourself at night, on weekends, or do they pretty much need to just book during the day?
Mm-hmm. Well, we do by appointment, but we do offer evening appointments and weekend hours. So we really kind of try to work with people's schedule. We offer day hours as well, but those evening hours and those weekend hours certainly get booked pretty quickly.
And for those, I assume that counseling would be on many insurance plans. Does insurance cover some of this, or usually does that not work that way?
We accept insurance on an out-of-network basis. So basically what that means is that insurance, you know, would cover a certain percentage just depending on their policy.
What's the best way to schedule an appointment? Just call your office?
The best way is to go to growcounseling.com, and there you can see our different locations. You can look through all of our therapist bios and, you know, kind of read what our different backgrounds are, different specialties. And then we have emails, you know, for each therapist. You can contact us directly or go to the location number.
Obviously, someone that's going to have counseling, they've got to have that trust relationship with the counselor. They want to feel good about the person they're talking to. If we were to come to see you, Jennifer, mm-hmm. tell us all about Jennifer and your background and how you can help us.
Mm-hmm. My background is I graduated from Mercer School of Medicine with a master's in marriage and family therapy. So what that means is I specialize in working with couples and working with families. I do a lot of work with teenagers, specifically teenage girls. I work with children age 4 and up. That's something that is kind of a really big passion of mine. I really enjoy working with couples. I work with a variety of of issues when it comes to couples, you know, couples that are kind of on the brink of divorce, couples that have just recently went through an affair, just a lot of different, you know, couples that are dating. So that's kind of, you know, more my specialty area.
And everything, of course, will be confidential.
Everything is confidential. Absolutely.
Just want to make sure.
Uh-huh.
How does someone, you know, Stephen asked earlier, maybe there's a stigma attached, you know, about counseling. How does someone, you know, we all love stories. Mm-hmm. Do you have a story of maybe someone that was reluctantly, you know, maybe grabbed and pulled in to see you, but realized after talking to you that, you know, this is really effective and it does work? Because there's people out there just may not believe in counseling. Mm-hmm. They're very hard-headed. They're very stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's definitely, you know, that sort of thing, that case where, you know, people, you know, maybe one partner believes in therapy, the other partner doesn't, you know.
I bet you get that all the time.
All the time. But what I found is that once that partner that doesn't, you know, want to come to therapy or believe in therapy gets there, they realize how beneficial it is. So we talk about the benefits that can come from couples counseling and you know, mental health therapy.
Jennifer, we kind of started the interview talking about you have 9 counselors and you're in 2 locations. And from the interview, it sounds like you cover a very wide breadth. And larger that is because each of your counselors have their own area of specialty. Mm-hmm. I would also assume if there is someone who comes with any kind of counseling need that you guys feel like you can't cover, you also have good relationships with other counselors. One of the questions mm-hmm. we ask here a lot is, you know, how are you different from your competition? I think when it comes to counseling, there is competition, but you're all trying to get the same goals. Let's get them to point B kind of thing. So I assume there's also a way to refer out if there's something you guys go, you definitely need counseling. This is not an area of our expertise. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We're connected. You know, there's a whole kind of field of therapists. So, you know, if that's not our specialty area, we know a therapist that does specialize in that. And the way that we like to view that is we want to be a resource. So you can just call us and we can get you connected where you need to get connected. We also have a really great relationship with a lot of psychiatrists, a lot of hospitals, you know, so there's a lot of we're really, really connected in the field.
Mike, I'm wondering, we might want to stop this interview short because if she keeps going, she's so trusting that I'm going to start spilling all my secrets here on a radio show that'll be posted on our website forever. So
you just gave me a reason to make the show as long as possible so we get all that stuff out of you.
Yeah, because you won't, because you're the stubborn one that you were talking about.
I keep a lot of things. Yeah. I hide a lot of things.
But I'm telling you, if we go much longer, you're going to explode out with, you know, Michael start crying here.
Jennifer has that thing.
It's a huge trusting
thing. I want to sit here and tell you everything right now. you mentioned earlier your passion for children, but what, you know, talk more about that and what you love most about your job.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love working with children just because they come in, you know, usually in a place where parents are frustrated. The children, they don't quite understand what exactly is going on. They're having difficulty in school. And so when I start to work with them, you know, we use play therapy techniques. So what that looks like for kids is that it's fun. But what we're really doing is kind of a therapeutic part of that. So it's helping the child to kind of process things a little bit different or think of things a little bit different, react to things a little bit different. Parents start to see a difference. But a lot of times the kids will say, well, can I go see Miss Jennifer? And it's just kind of a fun sort of process. So I love to see the kids, make that progress, but also see their face light up when they're having fun doing that. So,
and people can change. I joked earlier about, absolutely, you know, I have a teenage daughter and, oh my goodness, I must have raised her wrong, because, you know, a lot of teenagers these days, they feel entitled to a lot of things. And can people change? Can you change the habits of teenagers or the way they think? Yeah. Or people in general.
Absolutely.
It's not too late. What is it, too late to teach an old dog new tricks? Apparently, you can do that.
Yeah, you absolutely can. You know, and a lot of people come in thinking this is never going to change. But through the process, they realize that it absolutely can. It does depend on how much they put into it. You know, if they come in and they just sit in a therapy office and expect us to make all the changes for them, it's not going to happen. But, absolutely a ton of changes can be made.
I'm sure for many folks, it's like a last resort. They've tried everything else. Okay, let's try counseling. And that's a lot of times I would think maybe the last resort may not be the first thing they think of. Let's try to work it out among ourselves. Mm-hmm. But then they finally go and they meet somebody like you and it works.
Yeah. What I've also seen is that people wait a little bit too long before they get into therapy. So a lot of times I see couples where I wish I would have seen them maybe 6 months to a year sooner.
You would have been able to save them maybe then, where at that point it's too far down the road.
Yeah. Or it's just going to be a longer process to get to where they want to go.
Well, and I don't want to, beat a dead horse or anything here, but I think also one of the things you said, I keep going back to the beginning of the interview where you said, you know, the goal is get from point A to point B. I think some people also need to hear that it might just because they come talk to you, it's not like it's going to be a whole year. I've had a lot of friends who've gone through counseling with their marriages, and sometimes they just need a quick oil change. You know, let me just come in and let's just do two or three sessions, make sure we're still on task, make sure we're still doing the things we said we were going to do, even if it was with another counselor. I think also one of the things I'm kind of hearing from you is, you know, you're not sitting here going, I've got the only way to solve these problems. So even if people have gone through counseling before and they just want to get a quick refresher, hey, we just want to make sure we're still connecting. Those are situations too that they can call you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
a horrible question, because all she's got to do is go, yeah, absolutely. But
well, I mean, couples, you know, they use therapy in a lot of different ways. So it can be to get from point A to point B. It can also be to maintain. So I encourage couples to kind of use it all throughout the life of their marriage, and kind of, you know, all different stages, you know, it comes with different challenges. So kind of check in. And usually when I'm starting with a couple, though, it takes about 6 months to make those initial changes. It can be a year or so, but, you know, usually about 6 months.
And real quick before we let you go, I mean, do you recommend weekly counseling? Do some people come once a month? How often for some of your clients, mm-hmm, or patients?
It's usually weekly. Sometimes it's every other week. But usually, you know, we move into like kind of maintaining the change, and that's usually once a month. So there initially, it's usually once a week.
Before we let Jennifer go, Stephen, anything else? I'm trying to see if maybe you want to let anything else out
of
the bag.
You know, if I did, it would be issues with you. So you might want to finish that. I'm just kidding. We have fun here. We have fun. I'm not masking anything.
We could talk with Jennifer for a long time about our issues, but we'll let her go. Jennifer, for those that want to find out more and look into your services, where can they go to get more information or reach out to you?
Mm-hmm. Grow Counseling, or you can give us, you know, a call from the website. So that would probably be the best location.
Okay, growcounseling.com, mm-hmm, is the website, and you are Jennifer Wilmoth, Wilmoth. Jennifer, yes, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Stephen will be calling you after the show, I'm sure of it.
That would be fine, Stephen.
I'm clicking in the website now.
There you go. As we move on here at Gwinnett Business Radio, our next guest is Paige Connor. Paige is with Luxury Lash Lounge and Academy. I've never realized you can actually have a lash lounge. Tell us about Luxury Lash Lounge, Paige.
Luxury Lash Lounge really is a premier eyelash extension studio in Atlanta. couples can come in. The gentleman can get a hydrafacial. The lady can get her eyelash extensions. And you can even get your nails done while you're laying in our zero-gravity electric chairs. It is absolutely so fantastic. 90% of our guests that come in, when I put them in these zero-gravity electric chairs and lay them back, they fall asleep.
Okay, before you go any further, what are these chairs?
Wow.
What do these zero gravity electric chairs mean? Are we floating? Or what does that mean?
Just about. You're in a weightless environment, basically, when you lay back in this chair. You're totally relaxed. I had a guest come in the other day, and she goes, "My back is killing me. I got to go to the chiropractor." And I said, "Okay, well, lay back in this chair first, and let's see how you feel." She's like, "Oh, my gosh. My back feels 100 times better." I'm like, "Okay, well, can I do your lashes now too? Or do I have to, you know, can I double bill you for this service?" No. But Luxury Lash Lounge is just a beautiful studio located, centrally located in the heart of Sandy Springs, easily defined from, you know, 285, 400. It's in Dunwoody Springs Business Park. We offer hydrofacials, of course, eyelash extensions, perming your lashes. We do cluster lashes. We do makeup. Every facet of eyelash extension enhancement we do, we offer, and we also train and certify as well.
So women that want longer lashes, they can go and get, just like hair extensions, lash extensions, and they'll last, whether they go shower, swim, whatever, they're good.
Absolutely.
For a while.
They last 6 to 8 weeks. And touch-ups are usually once a month. Unlike a lot of studios or people that are offering the services, their guests come back every 2 weeks. Ours is completely different. We have our own brand, our own extensions. We know exactly what they're made out of. In my opinion, and I've been doing just eyelash extensions for over 13 years, it's about the adhesive. People don't know what they're putting next to their eyes. You know, some extensionists use hair glue. Well, it's filled with formaldehyde, which is a carcinogenic, which can cause permanent blurred vision. People don't understand. They just automatically assume and trust the person that is touching their eyes, right? You have to really be cognizant of what are their qualifications, what are their certifications, what's their level of education in doing this with someone. Do you know what's in the adhesive? A lot of adhesives out there are manufactured for the automotive industry, and they're used to glue parts to a car, and you're putting that next to your eyes? Hello. Not so healthy, I would say. And I do corrective procedures every day. As soon as we finish the show, I'm going back to do a corrective procedure where, you know, the adhesive had adhered to the skin. Our adhesive is strictly meant for the lash. So we will isolate one eyelash, use our pharmaceutical grade adhesive painted on the lash, and attach the extension to the eyelash. One. So we do anywhere from 80 to 200 extensions on each eye, which is amazing. We don't charge, "Oh, you come in, you get 35 lashes for this price and 80 lashes for this price." Mm-mm. You don't get out of my chair until I like it. I don't care what you think. It's what I think, okay? I'm going to make you beautiful. And what's so cool and neat is when the guests get up, it's so rewarding because they're like, "Oh, my God, my eyelashes." And I'm like, "Yep, baby, your sexy is on." You know, that's what I love. I love it. And I do that. I'm like, "Wake up and your sexy's on." And they love it. My husband loves it. He just thinks I'm beautiful. I'm like, "I know, don't ever take them off because you'll get divorced." No, I'm just kidding.
That's when you go see Jennifer.
Exactly. That's when you go see Jennifer.
Let me ask you a real quick question. Do you do eyebrows? Because my aunt actually has, I don't know if tattooing is the right word, where she has like the permanent eyebrows. Mm-hmm.
I don't do permanent cosmetics yet. That's something that we will offer shortly. But we do all facets of waxing. We do, you know, body wax and Brazilian wax, eyebrow shaping, waxing, all of that.
For a lady that might be listening right now, and she's considering maybe doing, is this expensive? I have no idea. What are we talking? Hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, what for permanent, quote unquote, eyelash extensions?
There is an initial investment, but it's worth the investment. Okay, and we charge anywhere from, we have full sets at $275, half sets at $140. Our touch-ups are anywhere from $75 and up, depending on the length of time that it's been in between touch-ups. And, you know, it's your face. It's, you know, you end up wearing less makeup. So your time to get ready in the morning is cut in half. It's like you wake up, you're polished, maybe brush in some color on your brows, throw on some lip gloss, and you're great to go. Yeah, you can work out at the gym, swim, you know, do all of your daily activities, play tennis. Everything is on there. You know, you don't have to worry about wearing mascara. So you do save money in the long run.
Oh, absolutely. I just didn't know if this was like a $25 thing or
no,
something like that.
No, not at all. And I'll tell you, there is a, you can differentiate because a lot of people say, oh, I get eyelash extensions and I pay $35. That's not eyelash extensions. That is cluster lash. Okay. That's a cluster lash where they put a lash on top. You know, like a three-prong lash that just sits on top of your lashes. The bad thing about that is that the lash, eyelash extension or the eyelash cannot shed properly. So therefore, you'll take out more lashes, okay? So then you have lash loss and then you have gaps in your eyes, okay? So you want to, this is a better procedure, a more healthier procedure, because when that eyelash sheds, it just takes the extension with it, okay? And then there's new growth growing all the time.
See, during my day job, I always think of everything in terms of return on investment. So clearly, you know, pay the extra to get the non-formaldehyde, you know, non-hurting you stuff, get it done right. You don't have to go back as often. So, yeah, oh, it's cheaper, but yeah, you're going back every 2 weeks.
As we found out, if you want the cheaper lashes, go to your auto mechanic.
Exactly.
And he'll glue them on.
Bud's going to put your eyelashes on after he does your brake pads. So, yeah, so you don't have to go back as much. And then you've got these other, you talked about the zero gravity. I don't want to say electric chair because that sounds bad, but it's
I won't
right
be
exactly.
In that,
so. I strap you down yeah, exactly. And hold
but
you.
But the
right.
Zero gravity chair that relieves your stress. Now let me take this to the other thing. Talk a little bit about the HydraFacial. How is that different from a normal facial?
We offer HydraFacials there, and it's actually a medical treatment. HydraFacial is three steps above a microdermabrasion on the rejuvenation scale, and two steps above an IPL treatment. As far as rejuvenating your skin, it's a hydrodermabrasion. It is absolutely fantastic. You have a glow, it detoxifies, it rejuvenates the skin, and you see and feel a difference immediately. I can turn around teenage acne in just about 24 hours. Now, there's different stages of acne, but if you want to see your skin clear up right before your eyes, you get a HydraFacial. I work with people that have severe cases of rosacea, and it totally turns it around. It was actually on the doctors, so you can Google it and see HydraFacial on the doctors. You can YouTube and find out all the information on it. It's the red carpet facial. So it's the number one treatment voted by InStyle magazine to do the day before, or not the day before, but the day of a wedding. Okay, so you can get it the day before, but your makeup goes on flawlessly and effortlessly after you have the HydraFacial. So there's certain steps. It's a four-step process on all skin types. The tip is a patented blade. Okay, so it's kind of dermaplaning the skin, but we're not removing the hair. And the advantage is I can work on folliculitis that often, you know, you have like in men's neck area or beards. I can work on men, so you don't want to shave. Okay, so it's not going to take out the hair, but it does remove the outer layer of the skin, the stratum corneum. Then we do, we're infusing serums, and it has a vacuum system as well. So we're infusing, for instance, glucosamine and lactic acid. I don't want to get too technical here, but we're infusing a lot of serums that kind of break down sebum and oil, so we're really able to clean out the skin. We do a mild glycolic peel, which you don't peel. Then we do automated extractions. So I can do extractions instead of doing manual squeezing and pinching. The machine does it itself. Okay, and then the last step is you're infusing all of your antioxidants, hyaluronic acid, which holds 1,000 times worth its weight in one molecule of water. So you're really boosting the moisture level, and it's retained because of how deep it's penetrated into the skin.
Dumb questions, and we're talking, by the way, with Paige Connor with Luxury Lash Lounge and Academy. My dumb questions, does any of this hurt?
Absolutely
not. You're using big words, so I don't know if this hurts or not.
Right, right. You know, you think about the glycolic. Oh, my God, it's going to burn my skin and I'm going to peel. Here's the difference. A lot of times when you go in for a typical glycolic peel, you're using a higher percentage because you have to burn through the layers of skin, thin it out, to get to the damaged skin to really heal it. Well, because of the tip, it takes off that outer layer, so less becomes more. So I can use a 7.5%, which is almost like a know-nothing peel, but you get the equivalent of a 45% peel. So you feel a little stingle, I say. It's just a little stingle. And then it neutralizes and you go on. And then we're boosting so much moisture and hyaluronic acid into the skin that you don't have to peel. Okay? And if you took a polarized picture 3 days after the hydrafacial, you would still see the moisture. It would be absolutely white on the UV Polaroid picture. So it's really beneficial. It turns the skin around from the inside out. It's very healing. And a lot of my guests will come in and we'll do their eyelash extension touch-up and we'll do a hydrafacial right after that. And they just lay comfortably in the chair. And people say, you know, this is the most relaxing that I have felt in a long time. It's I love coming here because I absolutely just get to de-stress.
And to me, what's very interesting is they're relaxing. When you think of relaxing, you think of get the massage and put the hot rocks in it, where you're relaxing and when they walk out, they're going to be even more beautiful, or you know, they're going to take years off or do all the stuff to help their skin. So to do that without a lot of pain, that's an amazing thing. So I have to ask this dumb question. What else you got? Like, I don't know how you can top any of that because you've said all that other stuff. Anything else? Now, there's an academy on the end of your name. So mm-hmm. Let's top it by saying, talk about the academy.
Okay. I have a business partner with the academy out of New York City. Her name is Michelle Melcuri. We were actually friends 25 years ago, and we've been doing makeup since. And, you know, I've worked with CNN. She's worked with 30 Rock. And we collaborated to come up with our own brand because we wanted to put something out there on the market that you could stand behind, that people understand the quality of the lashes. They understand that, you know, the lashes are sanitized over 5 times. So you're really getting and learning something that's very valuable that, you know, that creates credibility within your clientele. So we train and we teach. We came up with this, you know, with the academy. I've trained for several national companies for the last, you know, 8 years and decided that you have to be equipped with certain techniques and speed techniques on the forefront. I don't believe in teaching somebody one way and then, oh, you got to pay another $700 to learn an advanced technique and it's one other different method of, you know, application. So we collaborate, we train all over the East Coast, and she's in New York and heads up that, and I head up the Southeast, and we're growing and expanding and looking for trainers and educators, but we train and we certify. Now, we're licensed estheticians, and you have to be licensed within the state, okay? But then I've gone on to take a national certification, and so I'm certified with the NCEA. And that is the National Coalition of Estheticians, Manufacturers, and Distributors. And that has qualified me from taking that test to be certified from Washington, D.C. to have a master aesthetic license. And therefore, we can go all across the United States, internationally. And it, you know, so we are trained and licensed, and everyone in the Luxury Lash Lounge is also licensed and trained. So you know that you're getting somebody very reputable. This is not something that somebody learned off of a video. You cannot learn this off of just a video and think you're going to be proficient in your application. Because we're very cognizant of the lash. You got to maintain the health of the lash. So if somebody has very fine lashes, or let's say that they had a thyroid issue, if their hair is brittle because their thyroid is not regulated, their eyelashes are going to be the same way. They may not be a good candidate to get lash extensions. Now, most people are. Even you may have alopecia, which is the loss of hair, if there's different stages of alopecia. So I need to know all these up front because I can put a different diameter, a different length, a different thickness. All of that you have to take into consideration when you're doing a lash extension. So it's really very technical. It's not like just throwing on some lashes and saying, oh, yeah, you're beautiful. If you're not separating properly, the lash cannot shed properly and you're not going to have a healthy lash.
Now, is the academy only for the lash extensions, or does it also cover, is the academy also covering semi-permanent makeup, hydrafacial, some of the other things you're talking about?
The academy strictly covers all facets of eyelash enhancements.
Okay. Right.
We do perming, we'll do tinting, we do semi-permanent mascara, and we do, of course, the permanent lash extensions. So you learn a lot by taking our course.
Wow.
Let me get to a couple of questions that all the guys are asking right now that they're asking me to ask you. How many, what percentage of your clients would be men? Do you see men?
There is a market for men. It's not necessarily in Sandy Springs. It may be downtown more. But, you know, there's clear adhesive. There's sometimes, you know, men just want a little nice natural curl where you can use brown lashes. Okay, but we have lashes with jewels on them. We have multicolored lashes. We have L-shaped curl, C-curl, J-curl, N-curl. I mean, you name it. We got every kind of curl you can possibly imagine. We go to town with our lash extensions, okay? So we cater to everybody, and we have every quality type of lash to make everyone happy. So, but most of our men that we do see, they come in for the hydrofacials because we can do a men's express facial, and it's, you know, typically a hydrofacial is $150. Because you're getting all of that in there. You're getting the glycolic peel. You're getting automated extractions. You're getting everything. But we can do blue light therapy that combats acne. So the blue light therapy kills the bacteria and prevents the acne from reemerging. So when I say you can really turn around acne in 24 hours, the hydrofacial is the way to go. So a lot of men may have that issue. I had a gentleman that was taking antibiotics. He always has breakouts on his neck. He has folliculitis, right? Irritation when he shaves. I did a 15% glycolic peel, put that all over his neck, did the blue light therapy on it, and in 4 years, he had never had perfectly clear skin on his neck. And he said, and he was flying down from Chicago. He's, I'm coming back to see you. I'm like, listen, I think there might be somebody that has a hydrofacial in Chicago. Save your money. But, you know, by all means, when you're down in Atlanta, please feel free to come by and visit.
Wow. Do women like good lashes on a guy?
Well, some of my guests would prefer that they wear the lashes. They would like to treat their man to a hydrofacial. Right. But, you know, typically, if someone isn't entertaining, if they're, you know, something like that, then yes, we will do that. And that's predominantly for that.
Well, I'm just thinking if you were to say women love nice lashes on a guy, that all the guys would just...
You know what's so funny is that a lot of men have that naturally already. You know, it's right. Like, God, where do they get these lashes? And what happens to ours? Is it menopause? Why do we lose our lashes? You know, what happens to our lash?
Well, I think Mike's just trying to find any excuse to come in and use the zero
exactly.
gravity electric chair.
But you need to come in for a hydrofacial.
Yes, that's what we got to do.
And then treat your significant others to gift certificates. You can purchase them online.
I was wondering if you had gift certificates.
Yeah.
I'm thinking someone like you know, I talked about my teenage daughter who's getting more airtime than anybody else on this show, apparently. But I think she would, you know, love to have a gift certificate.
LuxuryLashLounge.com. You can purchase
them.
Women
are hard to buy for. And mm-hmm. something like this, they would love.
This is a beautiful treat because sometimes someone just doesn't make that leap and say, oh, I want to treat myself to this because, like I said, there's an initial investment. But everybody that I've talked to, oh, my God, I'll forego my nails. I won't get my pedicure every 2 weeks. You know, I'll wait and get it once a month now because I want my lashes. Right. I mean, it makes that much of a difference in your appearance. It's very significant.
See, I think you go through some good marriage counseling with Jennifer, and then you do a date night where the wife gets the lash extensions and the man gets a hydrofacial, and they both get the zero gravity electric chair treatment, right?
Yes. What's so cool.
As a therapist, I think that's a great idea.
Saving
great
marriages, idea. One hydrofacial at a time.
And when you come in, we have these scrumptious little blankets, and we cover you up, and we tuck you in, and that's it. I mean, it is.
What are you doing after the show, Stephen? So you're located on Peachtree Dunwoody Road in Sandy Springs area.
Yes, in Dunwoody Springs Office Park, Suite B100. I mean, I always say Luxury Lash Lounge is that best kept secret in Atlanta because once you find it, you never forget us. Sometimes it's a little challenging, you know, finding it. And everybody's like, oh, my God, I love it. There's ample parking. They're like, this place is the best kept secret. It's like that dive that you want to go to for a restaurant. You know, it's always the best and you get the best food, but it's a little hole in the wall. That's us. I mean, you're going to get the best service and the best look, I mean, by far.
Well, let's not keep it a secret too much longer. Paige Connor from Luxury Lash Lounge and Academy, give us the address, give us the phone number, give us the website. Everybody listen.
It's 6160 Peachtree Dunwoody Road, Suite B100 in Sandy Springs. Our website is LuxuryLashLounge.com. Our phone number is 770-883-9500. Okay, you can call and make an appointment. The easiest way is to just book online because you can see all of our schedules. I will say to get in now, you need to go ahead and book because you probably won't get an appointment for another couple of weeks because we are that booked, which is a blessing. And
right.
Thank you, Jesus, for it, you know, but it's like,
it's worth the wait.
It is worth the wait.
Get on now.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Oh, I'm booking as soon as we're done here. I am booking. By the way, B100, I love that station. Great radio station. All right, Paige Connor with Luxury Lash Lounge and Academy. Thanks so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank Thank you.
All right. Paige Connor and Jennifer Wilmoth with Grow Counseling. I want to thank both our guests for joining us today. A quick reminder that you can listen to Gwinnett Business Radio throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of these programs 24/7 by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. I hesitate to see what Stephen's going to end the show with today, but for Stephen Julian.
You know, for the first show of the year, I'm all a stingle.
Yes, you are, sir. Lash is looking very good, though.
Thank you very much. But, you know, I can't wait to get that stingle, either from good counseling at Grow or going to Luxury Lash Lounge.
Yeah, been a fun show. I am booking after this. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.